Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. I am James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Matt is off tonight seeing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Can somebody tell me, is that a play or a musical? Anyway, I'm going to bring you a brief overview of headlines from the past day or so that may have been missed in the avalanche of news related to the 2017 Tony nominations. First up, Mark Hirschberg from Forbes.com tells us that Britney Spears is in talks to make a Broadway musical. Broadway superstar Jerry Mitchell has met with Britney Spears' manager to discuss creating a Broadway show using her music. Mitchell says that it would not be a biographical piece like On Your Feet, which Mitchell directed, but rather in the vein of a show like a Mamma Mia, where you took all the songs and built a book around it. No timeline has been given and no word if Miss Spears would take the stage herself. Next up, Michael Moore is coming to Broadway, but not as Britney Spears. Sad face. Academy Award-winning filmmaker Michael Moore will be coming to Broadway in Terms of My Surrender. This will be his Broadway debut. The show will be directed by Michael Mayer for a 12-week engagement, beginning on July 28, 2017, and opening on August 10, 2017 at the Belasco Theater. It is no secret that Mr. Moore shares the feelings of a majority of Americans who don't support the president, so I can only imagine what this show will be and if there will be any protests for or against Mr. Moore outside of the Belasco. Perhaps one of the protests against could be led by Ann Coulter. For more information, visit www.michaelmooreonbroadway.com. Next up, the question is, will Amber Riley-led Dreamgirls move to Broadway in 2018? We see a casting notice that has outlined a New York production of Dreamgirls, which is directed by Casey Nikoloff for a 2018 timeframe. No word if the West End star and Olivier winner Amber Riley will be making the trip across the pond. We'll stay on top of that. I'm looking forward to seeing Dreamgirls back on Broadway. Next up, even more pure imagination, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory will launch a national tour in 2018. On Monday, before the Tony Awards shutout yesterday, Warner Brothers Theater Ventures announced that the national tour of the new Broadway musical Charlie and the Chocolate Factory will launch in September 2018. Also of note is that Masterworks Broadway will release the original Broadway cast recording of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory digitally on Friday, June 2nd, and it will be in stores on Friday, June 23rd. The album is now available for pre-order at Amazon. The American Repertory Theater announces their first production of the season, which will be Warhol Capote. The American Repertory Theater, or sometimes we call it ART, or ART, at Harvard University will present Warhol Capote, written by Rob Roth and directed by Michael Mayer. You'll note that Mayer is the director of the aforementioned Michael Moore project mentioned previously. Performances will begin in September. A little tidbit about the show is, in the late 70s, Truman Capote and Andy Warhol decided that they were destined to create a Broadway play together. Over the course of the next several months, they would sit down to record a series of intimate, wide-ranging conversations. The play never came to be, and the hours and hours of tape were just lost to the ages. Until now. With the support of the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts and the Truman Capote Library Trust, award-winning director Rob Roth, who discovered the recordings in the late 2000s, will unveil the content of the tapes in the world premiere of Warhol Capote, a new play directed by Tony Award winner Michael Mayer. Every word spoken in the play comes from the mouths of Warhol and Capote. For further information, visit AmericanRepertoryTheater.org. In really, really great news, we're going to get to see another John Kander show down at the Vineyard. So John Kander, David Thompson, and Susan Stroman are going to bring The Beast in the Jungle to the Vineyard Theater in the spring of 2018. They released this information without much more information than that, but you know that we're going to stay on top of that at Broadway Radio and let you know as we know more about that. Finally, today, I want to recommend Adam Feldman's column at Time Out New York, which is the takeaways from the 2017 nominations. Adam popped out some thoughts about it, including lists of who got what and roundups of each one of the shows that led the nominations and a list of the 13 shows that totally got shut out. He also talks about the diversity of the nominations this year in comparison to Hamilton last year and a few other things. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes, so check that out. And let us know what you think on Twitter and on Facebook. So that wraps it up for now. My name is James Marino from BroadwayRadio.com and BroadwayStars.com. Matt and I will be back and talk with you tomorrow. Actually, it'll be just Matt, and I'm going to go see Six Degrees of Separation. So we will talk to you tomorrow.